Today, I'm going to talk about pH effects on biogenic manganese oxide structure. And we are from University of Delaware Environmental Soil Chemistry Group. before results and methods are presented, I would like to introduce some background on manganese oxides and biogenic manganese oxide. And the manganese oxides play important roles in the environment, and they can absorb large amounts of heavy metals and oxidize toxic anions and organic contaminants. It's thought that biogenic manganese oxide is the major oxides in the environment because the formation processes is microbes mediate manganese to oxidation. These processes occur much faster than any other formation processes. And previous studies found that the structure of biogenic manganese oxides depends on solution chemical conditions instead of types of microbes, because microbes don't serve as templates as manganese oxides. And previous studies found that when coexisting cations are calcium, sodium, or uranium, triclinic bornicide, hexagonal bornicide, and toluidocatalite bornicide are formed respectively. As you know, pH is the critical physicochemical parameters of the environment. And what we are concerned is about pH effects on the structure of these minerals, and it's to answer what type of manganese oxide can be formed in various pH conditions of environment settings, such as acidic, neutral, and basic soils. And before results, I want to introduce some crystal structures of bornicite type manganese oxide. Bornicite type manganese oxide are the most environmentally important manganese oxides, which can be generally grouped into two kinds of bornicite, triclinic bornicite and hexagonal bornicite. And these two structures are the classical model for these two minerals. And the major difference of these two kinds of bornicite is the locations and content of manganese 3. And in triclinic bornicite, the manganese, they don't have a lot of vacancy sites, and manganese 3 are located in the manganese 4 layers and account for one-third of total manganese. And due to the John Taylor distortion of manganese 3 octahedral, the angle, the beta angle, the angle between three manganese atoms in the same row is not zero. It's greater than zero. And for hexagonal bornicite, and it has a large amount of vacancy sites, and manganese 2 or manganese 3, this is manganese 3 also, there are some manganese 2 sometimes, are located between manganese 4 layers, sit below or above vacancy sites via corner sharing. But there's no corner sharing in triclinic bornicite, they just edge sharing manganese. And these structural differences enable hexagonal bornicite have higher average oxidative state than triclinic bornicite, and more oxidizing and more adsorptive to toxic oxyanions and heavy metals. And we grow Pseudomonas JB1 bacteria, kind of fresh water and soil bacteria, in leptospheric medium for 19 hours. And we harvest the cells and transfer the two manganese two solutions containing sodium chloride or calcium chloride on a different pH at pH 6, 7, and 8. And then we centrifuge, we shake this cell suspension for 48 hours and centrifuge and stored at minus 20 degrees for XRD and exhaust analysis. And this is the manganese oxidation kinetics. And as we can see, within 7 hours, and all the solution manganese was depleted within 7 hours, except in calcium chloride solution at pH 8. The possible reason is that at pH 8, the calcium can compete with manganese 2 to bind enzymes. It reduces manganese 2 oxidation rate. This is zinc strength study data. And as we can see, in calcium chloride solution at pH 8, triclinic burning site was formed. In other solution conditions, just a hexagonal burning site, you can see from here there's two antinodes at 41 degree indicating triclinic burning site, but there's just one antinode here. That means a hexagonal burning site. And we also can see with pH increase in sodium chloride solution, the hexagonal burning site, hexagonal peak intensities decrease with pH increasing. That means with pH increasing, the hexagonal characteristics diminishes. And also this also occurred in calcium chloride solution. You can see here, this peak is higher than this. This peak is slower than this. And let me talk about some exhaust techniques. Exhaust techniques has been widely used to determine element species and local molecular structures. And it can tell you the oxidation state and the coordination numbers and interatomic distances. As we can see, this is a pyrolusite radial distribution function. We can know oxygen shell, edge shell magnet shell, and corner shell magnet shell. And we also can know some information from this part. It's multiple scattering peak. This is the average oxidation state of manganese in a samples, which was determined by a white line of zinc. As we can see, in sodium chloride solution and calcium chloride solution, the average of manganese oxidation state decreases with pH increasing. You can see here, and at low pH, that pH 6, the oxides formed in both solutions has the same oxidation state, but with pH increasing to 7 and 8, the oxidation state the oxidation state of oxides formed in calcium chloride solution is lower than that formed in sodium chloride solution. And this picture indicating that with pH increasing, some lower oxidation state of manganese, that's manganese 2 or manganese 3, I mean the content of this lower oxidation state of manganese increase because the oxidation state decrease. And also the calcium favor accumulation of this manganese 2 and manganese 3 more than sodium chloride. And this is chi function of exhaust. And from this chi function, you can see the acid burning side here, the peak pattern are very different from triclinic burning site. In triclinic burning site, at 8.1 and 9.1, the peak split is two antinodes here. But in acid burning site or delta manganese oxide, the two kind of hexagonal burning sites, just one antinode here. As we can see in sodium chloride solution, with pH increase, this pH increase, the peak intensity at 8.1 decreases, and the peak at 9.1 become wider and lower. And also we can find the same trend in calcium chloride solution, and here this peak is high, this peak is wider and low. And also we can see that at pH 8, in calcium chloride solution, the peak at 8.2 and 9.1 split to two antinodes, and it's the same as triclinic burning site. And this results agrees with the synchronous XRD analysis. But in sodium chloride solution at pH 8, the oxides have wider peak and low intensity at 6.1. It looks like similar to triclinic bunicide, but it's just one antinose, not split. That means the samples are different from triclinic bunicide. And this is a radio distribution function. And from multiple scattering park, we can know some information about beta angle and a fraction of vacancy size. And lower multiple scattering peak intensity and stats, a larger beta angle or lower fraction of vacancy size. We can see from acid bunicide and triclinic bunicide. Triclinic bunicide has a larger beta angle and a lower fraction vacancy size. So the multiple scattering intensity is lower than acid bunicide. In sodium chloride solution, with pH increase, the multiple scattering peak intensity decreases. I'm indicating that the beta angle grow larger and all the fraction vacancy size decrease. The same trend occurred in calcium chloride solution. You can see very obviously here. And also we can see some information about corner sharing manganese. In sodium chloride solution at pH 6 and 7, or in calcium chloride solution at pH 6, a significantly amount of corner sharing manganese present. And these manganese are manganese 3 or manganese 2, locating between manganese 4 layers via corner sharing, binding below or above the vacancy size. And in pH 8, at pH 8 in sodium chloride solution, or pH 7 and 8 in calcium chloride solution, we couldn't see any corner sharing manganese peak. That means there's no manganese between the manganese 4 layers. The possibility is that maybe it's manganese 2 or manganese 3, I mean, incorporating to the manganese 4 layers, but as we know, manganese 2 just locating between manganese 4 layers, not inner layers. So from this part, we can know that it's manganese 3 incorporating to the manganese 4 layers, which reduce the average oxidation state. So far, so we can recommend a mechanism for this reaction. The first step is initially form the manganese nanoscale and very reactive hexagonal bunicide, and then this formed manganese 4 oxides react with manganese 2 to form manganese 3, and this process was controlled by pH. At low pH, a low amount of manganese 3 was produced. At high pH, it accumulates manganese 3. So at low pH, no matter what coexisting cations are, the hexagonal bunicide. And then the third step is manganese 3 incorporation to the manganese 4 layers. This step is strongly influenced by cations. When the calcium cations favors the incorporation of manganese 3 to manganese 4 layers, the sodium is not. It doesn't favor as much as calcium. So we can form triclinic bunicide at pH 8 in calcium solution, and just a hexagonal bunicide with higher content of manganese 3 in sodium solution. So future plans, we are going to use traditional fitting results data to determine vacancy size and beta angle, and do some reactivity of this kind of minerals at different conditions. Thank you.
Thank you.